Ramblings of a Madman. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it's absolutely insane. Let's get it started.
You ever notice how, when you look at movies, you might be able to notice how, when people bring up the word God, movies usually are very critical of any belief in God. Now, even me saying the word God, when you think about it, does it attract any positive vibe in you? A positive sort of feeling. Is there anything in you that sees the word God? Let me say it, God, God. Do you feel positive? You're like, no, your brain's shutting off, your mind's shutting off. Most of America, most of the world, when this is shown in a movie, or let's say in music, or even on TV, a lot of us already shut down our minds mentally to that word. You have to ask yourself, what is it that makes me shut down mentally to make me totally start to look the other way when I hear that word? Why am I reacting this way to this word? It's just a word. Is it so inconceivable that a word in itself can cause you to be positive or negative? Look at the words in you and look at how your reaction is. If that word came from your wife or your brother or from a celebrity, how would you view it? When you look at people such as Mark Jackson was an NBA coach for the Golden State Warriors in the US. He's a basketball coach. And he's basically been unable to get a head coaching job because he would always be vocalizing his belief in God. Isn't that crazy? To lose your head coaching job when you've motivated two of the best shooters ever in existence. And I'll tell you what, I even believe now if Mark Jackson was the head coach again, they might not be as successful as Steve Kerr, but I do believe that he would be able to light that fire back into that duo and have them shooting like they never have before. Not that he's a man of God, but he's that great of a motivator. And one of the greatest things you need in a coach is a great motivator. Now, if we look at a lot of other stars who started to say their belief in God, they used to get shut down. You'll notice in the early UFC times when players, when MMA fighters used to win their competition, they used to say, thank you, Jesus, or thank you, God. And Dana used to have a big issue with that because I think it had a negative ratings boost because he would watch, I think, the interviews and he would kind of see how the ratings dip, right? And you can go look at it in UFC MMA. He has a lot of negative takes on anyone saying anything about God. So, but now with all the Dagestanians winning, he has to support it and he has to push and he realized to get their push, to get Abu Dhabi's push, he has to be a proponent of it. And you see how quickly he sways. He sways to whatever is bringing in popularity and attention to his to the UFC. And in a way, that's fine. He should be. It kind of causes a moral question where his moral loyalties lie. But let's go back to topics. Let's say music. If you had a good, great rapper, take Eminem. If you had a great rapper, say Kendrick Lamar, Drake, whoever these people are, and these people started to rap about God, their sales and their popularity would plummet, right? Why does it plummet? Is it that this is their rap skill faded somehow? Has it gone out the window? Has it gone to a point where it no longer is listenable? Because music itself, we have to discuss certain things. We have to be young, discuss certain things in our music. And as long as we do that, people can vibe to it. They don't want to hear about God, right? So this is not like this is an analysis of the word. Go look at movies. As you watch movies, you'll see how when you watch a movie or a show and someone says God, you'll notice that beyond the whole movie itself and the TV has nothing to do with it, they will always say a smart remark about how silly an idea it is to have faith in God, trust in God, appreciate God. How silly an idea. Even in this secular government world, you know, we are in that mindset. Right? We think we know better, but what do we really know that's so smart? You don't know it makes you smart. If you're a being and you have a temporary life and you're going to die in 20 years, 10 years, nothing is owed to us. Not a day is owed to anyone. There's no one that has a secret youth. What is the most probable thing when you look around you? That there is a starting point. And that there's a creator. You can go, and if you were to like take the scientific evidence and you take the logical evidence, the most probable scenario is there is someone that created everything. And there's so much structure, so many interchanges that go on in this world. There has to be something that's continuing things moving forward. That's keeping things together. And you could say, oh, I don't have evidence or this and that. But apart from my probability of that, I mean, I don't think you rationally can question that base probability. There's more likely that there's someone controlling things than not. If you are against it, then you're kind of going in that mind frame of, hey, hold on. When I see a chair, nothing created it. When I walk out of my house, my wife and my kids got replaced by aliens, right? That's just as valid a theory that when I come back, I talk to my wife and kids, that those could be aliens or they could be real, right? There's so many scenarios you'd have to accept. If you start to accept that these low probability scenarios, like there's no God and everything is random and everything came from a scenario, right? A random scenario. And if you choose to remain indecisive, you just choose to not take a position, you're also in contradiction with yourself because you're constantly taking decisions and opinions on things that you're not 100% sure of. When it comes to God, all of a sudden there's a hesitation. Where is that hesitation? Why that hesitation? You ever ask yourself why that hesitation is sinking in your brain, digging, 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 digging? Is it the government? Is it your social programming from birth, the social structure around you, that it's such a hard word for you to get around? When you hear that word, you shut down. Why? What's the reasoning? Is it valid? Look deep in yourself. If it's not valid, and there should be no reason why that word, when someone says it, it should give you any sort of pause. Any hesitation, unless you have some mental trauma or social programming, right? This is a simple thing. And when you make it a negative, hesitative thing, you have to question how it got to that point and if it's valid. And why is it valid? Put some thought into it next time.
Ramblings of a Madman, another successful episode. Done. And done. And done.